and be more with them. And I was gone nearly every Saturday in the fall and spring, and my husband would take over, which gave them time with their dad by themselves. And that was special because my dad traveled the world and I really wasn't around him as much. And I wanted that for my kids. And then yet I was here for them after school. I was here for them. So my daughter, Natalie, will always bring it up to this day that I missed the championship volleyball game, which I just regret that I had to do because I was on stage with a fashion show at the same time her ball game was. And, of course, she says, well, Mom, that's the only thing I hold against you, then that's all that. So I guess if I just did that one thing, and poor Stephen, I don't know if I let him down or not. So if I let her down one time or two times, I guess that's a pretty good record. But I tried to be there all the other times. It's good because of the high energy and sleeping, I was working.
Yeah, that does sound like an incredible challenge, balancing all of these parts of your life. I mean, professional and family, but
yeah.
Also all these professional endeavors that you are engaged in. How did you decide what you wanted to do or what you should say no to?
Well, you know, I think that's where my ADD has came in, is that I could juggle all this stuff. The more you gave me to juggle, the happier I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really true. I mean, I love being able to say, oh, I've got, two shows in one day. That was the challenge for me. I like to be challenged like that. So I would find that very challenging. Most people would find that crazy. But, I don't know how I would turn it. A lot of things I didn't turn down. I would try it. But, if it came to my family and it was something like a trip or something like that, I would turn it down. It had to make sense to me. Because, my family's life was very important. I was just lucky that I was able to kind of do a lot of it from here, kind of like the remote stuff we're doing now because of COVID. People are finding that they can still work and get a lot done. As a matter of fact, they think they probably can get more. I've always said you think you can get more done if you have your own schedule and still have a private life, your family, too. You just have to pay attention to how you juggle.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently I mean, you'd have to ask my family if I juggle well. they told me I did, but I hope they're not just telling me that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I think it's hard. I think women, it's always, we have that mother guilt, that mom guilt, and we want to be everything for everyone. And I think that's been hard. Now, I did, had a very supportive family. My husband has always been very supportive of my career, and I even kept my name. Back then, you didn't even keep your name, and I kept my name. I kept everything I always did. But he's very supportive. My family's been very supportive. My kids, they've stuffed envelopes and helped me do mailings, and it was definitely a family affair. I mean, Natalie would go with me to my workshops and help. She would be blushing kids' cheeks and put a lip gloss at 11 and 12 years old. And, Stephen helped me set up the rooms for my programs or workshops or fashion shows when I had to set up the events. So it was definitely a family affair as far as when my kids got a little older. And I did have a lot of support, and I'm very lucky.